The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Peter came and said to Jesus, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave, as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Invite you to be seated. Today's readings, if you couldn't tell, are all about forgiveness. We're given in the first reading the extravagant, almost unbelievable example of forgiveness in the person of Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers and ended up becoming a powerful governor in the enemy's country. And today's reading is the climax of the 13-chapter story about Joseph and his brothers. And if you read it, you probably won't be able to help but tear up in reading today's verses. We're given this amazing example of forgiveness in Joseph, and then told by Jesus in the gospel reading that we should always forgive one another from the heart, which may seem obvious. Simple Christian thing, right? Simple in concept, until somebody has wronged you, especially grievously wronged you, and then, as we all know, forgiveness is not simple at all. In the gospel reading, Peter thought he was being generous with the number 7, because by law, you were asked to forgive somebody 3 times. He doubled that. But Jesus responds with an expression that doesn't only mean 77 times, but 70 times, it means an infinite amount of, it's so infinite I can't even pronounce it. A number of times beyond counting. And then Jesus tells the parable so as to hold up a mirror before Peter and us, to get us to see our hearts. In the parable, the forgiven slave acts outrageously. The king forgives him a huge debt, and the debt's worth 150,000 years of wages. 150,000 years of wages. So he's never going to pay it off. The slave then, afterwards, is rigidly unforgiving toward a man who owes him a mere 100 days of wages. 150,000 years, 100 days. Outrageous. Doesn't he know he's supposed to pay it forward, right? Who is so foolish to not forgive a puny debt after having been forgiven a huge one? Well, Jesus thinks that Peter is. That's why he tells it, right? And I suspect that we get caught out sometimes too. Well, unless you've never in your life thought or uttered the words, "I'll never forgive her," or "I hate my boss, I hope he rots you nowhere," or "Forgive, yes, but I'll never forget." And even if we say we forgive with our lips, our actions and our intentions count as much as our words when it comes to forgiveness. You see, the problem with this parable is that it catches whoever hears it, catches us in our guilt and our inability to forgive. We're caught outside the king's chambers with our hands around a throat, unable to forgive as we hear this. As Jesus exaggerates at the end and says that uses a term of exaggeration in order us to take this seriously. Why is it that we find it so hard to forgive? We pray, "Forgive us as we've been forgiven." Why? Why are we so foolish that we don't forgive our neighbor despite the fact that God has forgiven us? Well, Jesus clues us in, gives us the response from within this parable itself. "So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I'll pay you everything.'" 150,000 years of wages? Impossible. Who's the slave kidding? He's completely at the mercy of the king. The king is willing to forgive it all, but he refuses to admit it. He refuses to believe that the king is willing to forgive it all. The slave couldn't accept the lavish forgiveness, but tried to convince himself he could pay it back when it's impossible. He can't. He couldn't step out of the driver's seat, which is another image for sin. That's the real issue in the parable: trusting the merciful king and his forgiveness. The slave thinks he can pay it back, so he can't forgive. That's our problem too. The parable doesn't tell us only that we have to forgive each other. It also tells us that we don't really believe that we've been forgiven by God. So if you leave here this morning saying to yourself, "Well, the moral of the tale was that I've just tried to forgive harder," then you've missed a main point. I should say that working at forgiveness from a counseling perspective or a recovery perspective is a good thing and a wise thing. Forgiveness can be a process at which it's good to actively work. I think being helped with that forgiveness process is how we can sustain a level of forgiveness toward those who have wronged us. But what I'm talking about here is something a bit more spiritual. I'm talking about that softening of our hearts. That's a pure gift from God, which comes fleetingly at times with the experience of faith. That is, when we ourselves see us as we truly are, as God sees us, mixed intentions and all, hardness of heart and all, appearing good on the outside, but the intentions being the opposite. And we see just how lavishly God forgives us and unconditionally loves and embraces us. That is something that we ourselves cannot attain or sustain. That softening of the heart that God gives us as a pure gift when we experience God's forgiveness. Part of forgiving others naturally arises out of the experience of being forgiven. And according to the parable, we struggle with truly trusting that we're forgiven. We'd rather still think that we're in control. So, if you struggle with forgiving somebody, first consider getting outside help, counseling, recovery group if that's appropriate, That's God at work through that community for you from the outside. But I'm also here to encourage you to pray to God that you might be able to forgive. And at times, I think, I recommend that you also place that person in God's hands, saying, God, I can't forgive them right now. You do it. And then the important part, why we gather together every Sunday. Open your ears, dear brothers and sisters. You are forgiven 150,000 years of forgiveness. That's God's promise to you in baptism, just as God will promise that to little Adelaide in her baptism at the late service. God brings this forgiveness to you through the words of the absolution, through the sermon, through the liturgy, and if your ears happen to be stopped up today, he tries again in and through the bread and the wine of communion. My pastor would say that after the absolution was proclaimed each Sunday morning, he was always surprised that trumpets didn't break out into the hallelujah chorus. Hallelujah. I mean, imagine that. God forgives you all of your sin, all of it, doesn't remember any of it. That's the reason that we can be honest, come to church together, broken sisters and brothers. We can be honest with ourselves, in front of each other, and before God, and why we can boldly sing the next hymn, trusting that God will forgive us. Amen.